You are listening to Affirmations for Living with Edvige, where each week you're invited to join in our upbeat discussion as we look deeper into spiritually based principles that can change your life. We know that change can open doorways to new beginnings, and we are dedicated to helping you make the changes needed to improve your life. And now, here is your host, Reverend Dr. Edvige. Hello, everyone, and welcome in once again to Affirmations for Living. I want to thank you for joining me today and know that you are loved and appreciated on this wonderful Wednesday afternoon. Exciting news, my book, You're Not Crazy, You're Awakening, you know the one I've been talking about for weeks now, it finally is live on Amazon. Yay! And so I invite you to go to Amazon. You can actually see the link to it on my host page here at BBS Radio. So go to it, take a look, and please check it out and get that because it's exciting, really good information in it. You know, it journals my awakening experience, but what was gained from it as far as all of the different tools and modalities and all the things that I've been taught from the benevolent beings as far as helping us in this awakening process. So that's really exciting. And of course, if you like what you hear today or any of the episodes, please tell your friends and family. And if you want me to discuss any particular topic, send me an email at edvige@affirmationsforliving.net, and I will try to cover that topic, that subject that you really want to know more about. If you have questions today, give us a call. We'd love to talk to you. That's 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. So my guest today, Sherilyn Bridget Avalon, you know, she's a happily married woman, loves her four amazing children, her grandchildren, her spouse, all of those things. What's really wonderful about today is, you know, we all always think about what can one person do? What message do I have? What importance do I have? Sherilyn is probably, you know, like most of us, and she has written a book. And very, very interesting how it came about. And I think it's very relatable to a lot of people because, you know, we don't see the doctorate or the reverend or the, you know, channeling of this, but it's just someone who, like most people, having their spiritual awakening and all that's come through from that. So it's exciting to have her on today to share her story of who she is and what she's doing and how she's contributing to the world in her own way. So without further ado, Sherilyn, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Welcome in.
Thank you.
And how are you doing today?
Great.
Wonderful.
Wonderful.
That's all we can do. So just briefly, and I know you heard my, you know, little intro, just briefly tell us who you are, just a little bit about what you do. I know you live in Vegas. You know, just tell us who you are and what kind of stuff you're doing these days.
Okay. Well, I'm a graphic artist by design for 30 years or so. And then I decided before that, actually, I did a little hypnosis, just dabbled in hypnosis a little bit, and I would, you know, do it for parties and hypnotize people just for, you know, laughs and make people quack like ducks and stuff like that. But we just, you know, did it for fun. Mm-hmm. And then I met this one guy, and he had a brain injury, and it was... I hypnotized him, and we went really, really deep, and all this amazing stuff came out of the hypnosis sessions that I then decided to hypnotize him for like 5 years, and out of it came a book.
Wow. Very interesting.
Yeah.
Very interesting. So what about him caused you to want to document? What, I mean, where were you going at?
Well, because we went to different dimensions, and not only, you know, crossed the veil to the other side through hypnosis, but we went to different dimensions and had different journeys and met different people there, different entities, like Joseph Campbell, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
River Phoenix. You know, it was just amazing. They already had passed over, and then we would just bump into them as we were, you know, going along through the dimensions. So,
wow. So we'll get back to that a little later. That sounds really interesting, because that's a whole slew of different questions popping up in my head.
Yeah.
For sure. So let me go to this. What inspired you to write this book? So did you know you were going to write the book when you started hypnotizing for 5 years, or you just...
No, I didn't know. I didn't really know until I was going over the tapes and I started listening to them and say, this is a book, you know. Mm-hmm. But the reason why I really wanted to write this book is because nobody would understand me. Nobody could understand me because I talked about spheres and energy and enlightenment. And, you know, this was 20 years ago, 25 years ago, that I did the hypnosis. And people didn't understand what I was talking about. But now that we're all awakening, though, you know, people are getting it more. And so I figured this is the time to write the book, you know.
Okay. So you actually did this 5-year period was 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And so now that we're in this time that even the Bible speaks of, right?
Right.
And we're awakening. So this is definitely the time to bring this work out. Wow. Pretty cool. Right. And so how many sessions did you have with him?
Like over 100. I have over 100 tapes. Yeah.
That's amazing. So now, you know, did he go completely under, or was he in an altered state and still aware that he was being hypnotized?
Oh, he went completely under. He had no idea what he was saying until we rewound the tape and played it. And then, you know, he was amazed. Because he tapped into his higher self, too, you know, which when your ego gets in the way, you can't really, you know,
do that. That's fascinating. So do you offer that? Do you do that still, or you haven't hypnotized anyone in a while? Because that really, I mean, if you can get that deep, it's pretty amazing the type of work you could help people with.
Oh, yeah. So it is truly amazing. No, I really don't hypnotize anyone. I mean, it was mainly just him that I could do this with, and there was a reason for it, of course, to write this book. but because, well, once you read the book, you would understand. He's not who I thought he was. You know, of course, when you have past lives, you know, and you've lived other lives, and you play different roles, so he was somebody else that I never thought he was. And it's in the book, which is I can't give it away because it's...
And by the way, the name of the book is Place 33, Universal Truth Revealed, right?
Correct. Yeah.
Okay, so summarize your book as if you were speaking to someone unfamiliar with, well, everyone is unfamiliar with your book and your work. So summarize it for us.
Well, it's kind of like a biography based on a true story, but my husband and I own a wind tunnel, which is here in town, indoor skydiving, and I kind of wanted to put a little twist on it, and I based the... Elevator of Enlightenment, like we called it, at the tunnel. So, you know, it's like a fantasy, but true story. I don't know how to say that. And it starts out to when I, you know, about myself running away and having different journeys, you know, a different journey with them. Abuse, and then I became an enlightened soul through all these different spiritual tests, so to speak. And I don't know. What was the question?
Summarize the book. What is the story about?
Okay. Yeah, so it's a lot of different you know, spiritual test, and then going to the dimensions and all the amazing things that we learn just going through all these, through the elevator of enlightenment to place 33, which is a dimension that is where you want to be.
Okay, so explain that. So the book takes place in this dimension or in an elevator? How does the book, where does it take place?
Yeah, it takes place in the elevator a lot, but mostly then we get out and go to the dimensions, mm-hmm. and we experience life there, which is really amazing.
So, place 33, is that because there are 33 dimensions that you visited?
Yes, yes.
Okay, uh-huh. So explain that then from this. What are dimensions? Do you know what are dimensions? And are 33 dimensions, is that total or are there more dimensions? Can you get into that a little bit more?
Well, they say that there's only 33 dimensions and that there are different realms of life. And there realms of consciousness. Okay, it depends on what consciousness you're from. So you could be from the 33rd dimension of consciousness, how high your consciousness is. And that's also what the Masons talk about. You know, they have the 33rd dimension. They know about the 33 dimensions. Mm-hmm. That's basically what it is in going to that level, where it's like, you know, out of this world, really, you can't really explain it. But I try to through the tapes and through the book as much as I can, but it's really hard to explain. The colors are more beautiful than here, you know, more amazing. Just like when you travel out of your body,
mm-hmm.
you can see the different colors, you know.
Okay, so what are the, I mean, other than colors, what's in the 33rd dimension?
Oh, okay. Well, who I met was I call her my godmother. Her name was Angie. And then Frank, who is the male energy who rules right now. And then the female energy would be Angie, archetypal energies,
mm-hmm.
right? And so I met them, and we really have a relationship that I have to learn certain things through, because I had no idea what was going on until I played back the tapes and made a, you know, again, I made a book out of it. It's really kind of hard to explain, but it's just the divine powers. You feel the immenseness of it. It's,
you know. Mm-hmm. So now each dimension, since there were 33, each one has some similarities, each one has some differences. Can you, since, you know, he in 100 sessions he's traveled to them all, can you give us a little detail about what each one is like, and does each one have a particular purpose, or it's just where you are consciously? So, but what are the dimensions like?
Yeah, okay. There's the second dimension, mm-hmm. which is, well, first of all, let's go to the first dimension is a tunnel. Like the tunnel of light, and you go through the tunnel, and that's the first dimension.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second dimension is like very colorful. It's got all the colors of the rainbow there, where the children go, like aborted children.
Mm-hmm.
that's where we found out they go there because they have to learn to, you know, they still are children when they come through the dimension to be reborn. And then it's a whole story about Frank, who tricks me into coming through another dimension and through to this dimension, the third dimension that we live in.
Mm-hmm.
And I come through a different realm that I'm not supposed to come through. But I was tricked by him so he could keep his position longer.
Interesting.
Yeah, his archetypal position, and he's you know, he's the male archetypal.
He wants to run the show.
Right. Well, he's who runs everything right now, and you know that's about to change because with the new, you know, the change with the female energy coming into balance, you know, So Frank is on his way out, and then there's going to be a new male energy coming in.
So, okay, so then this actual Frank is the energy that really kind of like hijacked everything, if you will, and created the chaos that's going on, and that the way that the world has been evolving in such a masculine dominated negative energy.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
Okay.
No, it sounds pretty... Well, it's like we you know, we try to put a human quality to this energy, and I call him Frank, but it helps you to understand it a little bit easier.
Well, I mean, this is such a wonderful point you're making right here, because, you know, everyone in religion, when they say God, and they say Father God, and they think that this energy, which is what Prime Creator is, or in Source and Spirit, whatever name, it's energy. It's not Father, it's energy. And so that's why you put the name there, because people want to think of it being this male person sitting on a throne.
Right. And then I learned that you have there's unforgiven souls and there's forgiven souls. Now there's two sides. There's two elevators. There's a forgiven elevator, and then there's the unforgiven elevator that we went to. And we went to both sides. So there's 33 dimensions, but there's 33 dimensions on both the positive and the negative side.
Wow.
Okay? Yeah.
Oh.
And so. It was pretty amazing. And so we go they don't call it, you know, negative. They call it the shadow side, right?
Mm-hmm.
But we go over there, and you have to get filled with the guck and the, you know, the heaviness and the laden thoughts. And then you can become forgiven. And sometimes you're here, you know, you got to learn a lot of lessons here in this lifetime to help you become a forgiven soul, because you will come back again. Sometimes you'll be an unforgiven soul, and then you learn to become forgiven, and then you come back again and to be a forgiven soul and live out a whole lifetime, and life is a lot easier then. So.
And so all of this is based truly on your experiences and what you do, your dharma, how you live out that life. So if you live out that life doing not necessarily very nice things, and that's who you are, you know, and you're just mean, nasty, so you're not necessarily going to this place called hell. You're going to where you're an unforgiven.
Right. Yeah, and you go to the different levels. And so you'll go to a level that there is this level called the gloom and doom, the level of gloom and doom. And we talk about that too, you know, in our earth here. But the level of gloom and doom is where all these souls are filled with negativity, and they just hang out there and just get saturated with negativity, and then they become forgiven too. So they can come out into the world and be born again. So, you know.
So, in other words, the negative side isn't permanent. So you're going through this side and you're getting these things. It's all still like lessons in school. And so you're learning. The light is always shining. You learn. Then you are born again, and hopefully you do better. And then you get to go to the side of the forgiven.
Right. But we all start out as unforgiven. That's why I think they say in the Bible that we're sinners, you know, because we all start out unforgiven.
And why is that?
Forgiven. I'm not exactly sure on that one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not exactly sure, but I think it has to do with the energy, something about the energy. And, you know, because there's polarity, and there's duality, and when we're coming through, I really don't know. I can't answer that.
So then how do you know what side of the elevator you're on in a particular lifetime?
Your soul knows.
Your soul knows. Okay.
Yeah.
Very interesting. And according to, you know, your sessions with him, how do you ever end, because of the time we're going into right now? So I would imagine most souls are definitely wanting to be on the side of forgiven at this point, and trying to do everything they can in this awakening to be the forgiven, because when you change your dharma and through the laws of wisdom, you have a better chance of being the forgiven. So,
right.
Is there an end to the going back and forth? Does that make sense?
Yeah. Okay, so what we want to realize is that we're all one, because we're all energy, right? And mm-hmm. then we move on. So once you figure that out, it's like, you know, you go to, you know, like enlightenment. You gain enlightenment, and you move on, and you can stop reincarnating, you know, in which you're aware of it. Basically.
So let's really go over that. So once you become aware, for example, right now where we are, we're pretty much aware that we are awakening. You know, we're definitely, I mean, my book is nothing but experiences of benevolent beings coming and visiting me and helping me to, you know, activate my crystalline body and all sorts of things. And so I would say that I know I'm awake.
Yes, right?
There's no doubt about that.
Definitely.
And so once you come into the awareness consciously, and that's why it's so important that we understand getting off the autopilot and becoming consciously aware, then that's a step into the ending of the incarnation back into this third dimension.
Right. Yes. But you will go to the 33rd dimension when you're completely aware and you understand. You have to do tests. There's all these tests that they put out there for you, you know. And you keep, it's like a mirror. I mean, we test ourselves, actually, because, you know, we're all one and we're all part of it. Mm-hmm. But it's like you put a mirror in front of you and you look and see if that's the truth or not. I mean, it's a mystery of being, you know.
So let me see if I understand that. This mirror are those people who come into your experience who are mirroring you. So they do something, and are you a detached observer of it, or are you still attaching to it and becoming irate, irritated, or whatever? So if you are the one still becoming irritated by it, then you've not learned the lesson from it.
Correct.
And if you're the one who has detached from it and it's like, oh, okay, whatever, and you keep going, sending them love, then guess what? You've learned the lesson of it. So that's the mirror. Got it.
Yes. And we're all pure love, too. Yes, the love on the other side is, you know, just like I felt it doing hypnosis, even when, you know, I was still on the third dimension, but I could feel the love going through the hypnosis. That's why I know it was real, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And
wonderful.
The love there is so amazing.
So amazing. And so now, okay, we as multidimensional beings, having our oversoul, our essential self, and all these other levels of ourself, so even though we're here in the third dimension, are we also, and you may not know this answer, I'm just asking because it just popped into my head. So we're also, as we are right here in the now, there's also the higher part of us in the 33rd dimension in the forgiven side.
Yes. Okay, that's another part. See, I met my higher self over there, right?
Okay.
But I went into a sphere, and that's when I went on the journey, you know, because I'm in a sphere and I'm the observer. But I'm also, you know, attached to my physical body. But I'm the observer through my higher self, telling a story. And yes, we all have a higher self. And it's like kind of like Avatar or Matrix, where you have, you know.
Yep. I've seen myself in the 33rd dimension. We actually have a caller. So we're going to take the call and get back to this, because this is really fascinating. Awesome. Good stuff. So take a breath, relax. Okay. Hello, caller. You're on.
Hello?
Yes. Hello, Maria.
Hi. How are you?
I am well, thank you. Do you have a question for Sherilyn?
I was actually wondering if you are taking psychic questions.
Well, no, not really. Sherilyn, do you get answers or do you have that kind of ability?
Well, you know, I'm very intuitive, and I do. I get things coming to me all the time because I'm connected to my higher self. And so when you're connected, you can usually feel the answer.
Exactly. But, and that's my thing. I wouldn't say necessarily that I'm psychic, but I'm very connected in and do energy work. So, you know what? We'll see. I mean, all we can do is, you know.
Yeah.
So go ahead, Maria.
Hi. I was just wondering if you could tell me anything about, there's been a big fight between me and my father and the family. I'm not exactly sure why, other than my father's getting older and senile. If you could see that working itself out or what might happen with that.
Okay. You have a, how old is your father?
78 or
79. 78 or 9. Okay. I think that he has some fear about going to the other side. And does that sound right?
No, because it didn't have any. It had to do with my stepmother. It didn't have anything to do with any of that stuff.
Okay, but that's why he's angry all the time. You know, is he's afraid, and he, you know, when they say they get, angry and what do they call those guys?
So explain to me, Maria. Explain to me what the situation is. Let me get a clearer understanding of it.
Okay. For some reason, my stepmother has just had a thing for me and my brothers, but mostly me, I guess, because the youngest for forever. And she's always tried to start fights between me and my father and everybody else, and, you know, my father and everybody else. Mm-hmm. She's never been able to do it, and I basically have had the same conversation with my father like 100 times over the times he's been married to her. And we went to dinner, just the two of us, and had the same conversation, and he was fine with it. He left. And then all of a sudden, I get a phone call later on that he actually told her everything we said, which was, like, I couldn't even imagine doing that, even if it wasn't the same conversation. And then I was crazy, and I needed to get help, and he hasn't spoken to me since.
Oh, okay.
And it's the same conversation we've had for 20 years.
Well, you know, without this being anything about being psychic, it is that your stepmother is intimidated by the relationship that you and your brother have with your father. And she wants to make sure that she's getting the majority of the attention. And so she continues to put this, you know, on your father. And he, wanting to have someone, a companion, right, he has to appease her. So he's in the middle of trying to appease his wife and trying to make his children happy, but he doesn't want to be by himself and alone. So, of course, he's going to do what his wife wants him to do, and she, being the antagonist, wants the attention.
Okay, but why, after all these years, would he even go out and tell her that I spoke bad about her? Like, he's known and he just spoke bad about her, even in that conversation. Like, why would he even start this trouble? I don't get it, after all these years.
Well, you know, it's interesting how people are. So you never know what's going on in his mind. Maybe his relationship with her isn't what it appears to be. And maybe he's trying to make her feel more connected to him. You just never know.
Mm-hmm. Do you see or can you feel a reconnection or what might happen?
No, I'm not feeling anything.
I think it's the ego, too, you know, his ego and her ego. And he's trying to, you know, connect with her, like you said. And her ego is bigger than what it should be.
Exactly. And just because you get older and just because things have been going smoothly all this time doesn't mean all of a sudden there's not going to be a bump in the road, because these bumps in the road right now are those things that need to be addressed and released for us to move forward. So everything that's been tucked away in little boxes no longer can be tucked away in little boxes and you pretend that they don't exist. Where we are now with the energies coming in from the sun, from the earth, for our awakening, we're here. We're going to be forced to address those things because we cannot take them with us. It's called baggage, and we can't bring any on the other side. And so,
right. And the truth is there. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So he has to tell the truth, and that's what he was doing.
Yeah, exactly. So I hope that helps you, and continue listening to the show. Thank you, Maria.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. And so we were back to the 33rd dimension. Thank you, Sherilyn, by the way. We were back to the 33rd dimension. And yes, I've actually seen, I've seen that aspect of myself once.
Uh-huh.
Pretty amazing. And I also saw, I'll never forget this one time, and maybe you can tell me what dimension you believe this to be. I never forget one time I was meditating. And at the end of the meditation, I stood up and now I'm awake, right? My eyes are open. I hear a really high pitched chime, tone, whatever you want to call it. And this big golden white starburst right in front of my face. And this golden being, me, but a golden me, androgynous me, was standing right in front of me.
That's your higher self right there. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah, really is. So, really interesting.
You remember it. That's what's awesome about it.
Oh, yeah. I'll never forget it. Oh, my gosh. I mean, every experience that I've had, I am just blown away by, and it's like just ingrained in my head. I'll never forget any of them. They're all so amazing and profound and beautiful.
Yeah.
So, you've taken all of these things that really happened, and you weaved it into a story. Wow.
And then on level 7, which is the level of mysteries revealed, we found it could be the cure for AIDS, and that's in the book, too. And I tried to, I wrote a letter to the FDA, you know, telling them about this, but they didn't believe me, of course.
Well, you know what? You take that back. It's not necessarily the truth that they didn't believe you, but the FDA may not want the cure. There's much more money in trying to pretend to be trying to find the cure than there is in finding it.
Right, but this could help make it come about, you know.
Wonderful.
Yeah. So,
okay.
It's in the fish larvae in Africa, and they have to make a vaccine. Yeah, so it's pretty interesting.
Wow, that is. So what are the other dimensions like?
Okay, then there's this 13 and a half past the 13th dimension. There's half dimensions, too. So on this, the 13th dimension, that's where time stops. And you could go there and just be, it's like in pure bliss. And I don't know if that's where they say nirvana is or not, but I mean, there's just a lot of people have traveled to the dimensions, you know, through meditation, right?
I was about to say that. Yes, absolutely. And that's the wonderful thing about meditating. I know for me, a being showed up and said, "We're ready to teach you meditate." And all sorts of amazing things. You can feel yourself falling and moving through the dimensions. I see like a stargate and I can move through the space. And some of it's very, very still and peaceful and just blank. And some of it is very colorful. And I see colors spiraling and...
And then there's always a still white sea or a still sea on each dimension. Right.
What's that?
There's a sea, you know, like the ocean.
Okay.
Still. Yeah, and there's on the 33rd dimension, it's a still white sea, like pure white, and it's like holy waters, and you drink them, and you sit on lily pads. big gigantic lily beds and sit there and talk and, you know, drink the water and all that stuff. And then we met Joseph Campbell, I was talking about, and he's sitting on this log with his foot in the cement. And, you know, we ask him why he's sitting on this log with his foot in the cement, and he used to meditate a lot, right? Mm-hmm. He said that he's sitting on the log, and he did this to himself. He said so he would learn to be still, and his foot is in the cement because he had one foot in the concrete and one foot on the other side, and he's doing it to teach himself a lesson not to be so concrete. He said so, but that was a really amazing. There's some amazing information in there about Joseph Campbell that he talks about. And then,
so these people just showed up as
they show up as we're doing the hypnosis. Mm-hmm. And Jesus, we went on level 19 and met Jesus. And I know you said this one time when I spoke with you about sin is, means to miss the mark, mm-hmm. right? And Jesus put a note in my pocket and in the elevator. And I opened up, I'm in the elevator, and it says, that's what sin was. It meant to miss the mark.
Wow.
Yeah, that was 20 years ago. And then where did you hear that from?
Well, I know the word sin, in studying, I know the word sin is an actual archery term, and it means to miss the mark.
Right. That's what he said. Exactly. That's what he said.
And the other part of it that I heard somewhere was, think of a newborn baby. Think of how you feel when you make a mistake. You're angry, you're embarrassed. He says all of that's on the side of sin. Now think of a newborn baby. All of the adjectives that go with a newborn baby. Innocence, being naive, pure, all of that is being the Christ itself. So every time you let yourself go outside of your heart, and you're not in purity and love and peace and joy and harmony and unity, you're missing the mark. So don't think it's just the Ten Commandments. It's when you're angry, when you, all of those things are to miss the mark and not being your Christ itself.
Right. And they call it backsliding, right? The same as it says in the
mm-hmm.
Bible.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And then I met, underneath the 33rd level, there's this is really interesting. There's these Aquarians, and a lot of people, we call them the whites, too.
Okay.
But they are Aquarian, and they live in, it's like water, but it's an undulating part of the place. That's what they called it. And they're floating around there, and there's tunnels of blues and golds and purples, and it's like glass and ceramic, and it's amazing. And on the wall, it said, we're in the community of neither time. They were writing on the wall. And then we talked to them, and they had this book that, it was like a book, but they said, he said that it looks like they're reading a book, but there aren't any pages. And all you do is you have to lend time to a book. And this was, like I said, 20 years ago, and now I think it's an iPad. I don't know.
How funny. Describe that dimension again, please.
The 33rd dimension?
No, the one with the colors and the pool.
Okay, this is the community of neither time. It's underneath the 33rd dimension. And it's golds and purples and blues. Looks like tunnels. And tunnels and undulating part, it undulates and it's like water and it's under the ice. It looks like ice, but it's really not ice,
Wow.
It's really hard to explain.
It sounds so familiar. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's where the light beings are, and they do experiments.
That explains it. Okay.
Yeah, but they put, the chips in, but the chips are inorganic, and they're in another dimension. They're, because all these dimensions are going on at the same time right now,
Correct. Mm-hmm.
And so you can't, a lot of reasons why you can't see these Aquarians or light beings is because they're in another dimension. So unless you are, you know, familiar with that dimension, you couldn't see it. Because you can't see things that aren't familiar with, that you're not familiar with, right?
Exactly, exactly. So what do they look like?
Okay, they look like, you know, the ones with the big eyes and mm-hmm. the triangular face, and they got skin, like, or bodies that are crustacean-type beings is what they call them. And
what
they were
color?
Wearing, like, a long tail coat, you know, the guys. Mm-hmm. And then they were, yeah. It's in the book. A lot more stuff about them, but.
Fascinating. You know, because for me, I'm asking all of this, I'll tell you, because I've been visited probably about by 15 different species of beings, including light beings. And I actually, even when I do some healing work, this light being shows up and she has a diamond-shaped face. And her color is between, and it's iridescent, blue, green, and purple.
Uh-huh, yeah. And does it have like an outer, like an aura on it?
Like yes.
It looks like hair, but it's not.
I don't see hair. This one's a she, a female. She doesn't have any hair. She's tall. She has an absolutely beautiful face, but it's that color, and it's like an iridescence. And she shows up whenever I do energy work and someone needs healing, she comes in. And I'm like, oh, mm-hmm. okay, hello.
Wow. Yeah. So you see them pretty clearly?
Yes. I've actually been touched by beings. They wake me up. I've been hugged. I've been touched. Once one touched my right arm, I just said yes. And before I knew it, I was standing in front of the Council of 12 in the crystal. And that was just absolutely beautiful. But yes, I see them. They come in. Uh-huh.
That's awesome. Okay, well, there is just one other thing in there where I saw a ghost, a presence at the end of my bed, and we were at in a hotel room, and she was like 16 years old, and she was wearing a long red coat, kind of, you know, like the 16th century or something like that. So come to find out when we did hypnosis that she was trapped in the room, the dimensions of the room, what made the room. Of the matter that made up the room.
Mm-hmm.
So she was trapped, and I had to go in, and I talk about it in the book too, where I had to get an axe of light and cut the cord. Her cord was black. You know, we all have a cord attached from our higher self to our physical self. And then there's other bodies too. You know, mm-hmm. there's your ethereal body, your mental, emotional, and all that.
Exactly.
So she was trapped because she didn't believe she was dead, first of all, but she had emotions tied to the thought of dying. She died very young. She had a heart attack at 16, probably when they were going over the trails. It was, you know, over the trails. And
mm-hmm. It was too rough for her, no doubt.
Yeah, it was rough. And so I had to cut the cord of her cord with an axe of light. And then she shot out of the room. She was tapping on the pipes all the time, too. You know, I could hear her tapping on the pipes and stuff. So that was really amazing.
I'll say. Now, why do you think this book will appeal to readers?
Well, I think it will appeal to them to learn, you know, well, kind of like what happens on the other side through hypnosis, that it was a journey and it's a really great story, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of helps, it answers questions about enlightenment that I had to learn,
mm-hmm.
and it will result in a peace of mind, you know, kind of, tells you a lot about energy and what energy is, and that we are energy, and some secrets about, how to tap in to that energy. There's just a lot. It's just very interesting. I don't know what to say.
Okay.
Oh, and there's alpha beta energy. It talks about spheres. There's spheres of energy, and where alpha beta, where the alphabet came from, and it came from alpha beta. It's called alpha beta.
Interesting. Can you share more?
Huh?
Can you share just a little bit more? Alpha beta. Okay.
Oh, about the alpha beta? Mm-hmm. Okay. Alpha beta is each, okay, this is really interesting, okay. The each letter that we have in our alphabet is a certain energy, okay? Mm-hmm. And you could change, by changing your name or by changing anything, with the letters, you know, it talks about in the beginning, in the Bible, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So this alpha beta energy is like God, you know, it creates things. That's why you can create your own reality through your words. And so each sphere of energy comes from the symbol of the letter. And I talk about that in there.
Lovely. Yeah. You know, it's so interesting because some of the experiences that I've had that I share in my book are so similar. I mean, the lesson was the same. The way I got it was different. It's just amazing. The truth is the truth is the truth.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It is shown to each of us just as individual as we are, but it's still the truth. And that's fascinating. And yeah, really fascinating. So how do you think your book is relevant in today's society? I mean,
it will help you with enlightenment. That's what I think. Because you'll learn what I had to learn through hypnosis, but you won't have to learn it. You'll just learn from others' experiences, you know, which is
yep.
the best way to learn.
Absolutely.
And it's just, I think people can relate with the male and the female energy, and, you know, how Angie, that's her name, Angie, which is a female energy, archetypal energy who did miracles for me, and there's some miracles we talk about in the book that helped change my energy through her miracles.
Mm-hmm.
And then Frank, who a lot of people would call him, you know, the devil, actually, because he's really small and brown, and mm-hmm. he walks around and he's, you know, squats down and he's naked all the time. And he sits there just watching. And Angie's huge, and you know, she's up to the left, and Frank's always to the right and lower. And it's a yin-yang thing, but he's small and brown, and she's white, you know, beautiful white, and she has very few molecules, and she's always to the left up high in the northeast.
Mm-hmm.
And so whenever we go into the place, you know, place 33, that's how we would always see them. And then unless you talk to them, and they can, you know, change their size and you know, come up to you or sit down and talk to you, you know, just like any guide would or
exactly.
angel.
So was Frank mean or negative? I mean, negative probably, but was he mean or just,
you know,
deceptive?
He was a trickster. He's a trickster. That's what they call him, too. He would trick you, and also, well, I mean, he did a lot of things to me, but it was always, in, you know, I learned a lot through Frank, and you would think it would be bad, but it was through love, you know, because on the other side, it's all love, you know.
So even though there are the two elevators, the two sides, the forgiven mm-hmm. and the unforgiven, so in the unforgiven, there's still as much love.
Yes, yes. It's just a shadow love. But
okay.
it's, you know, thoughts are not manifest until they come here. It's, you know, the matter is what manifests it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
In the third dimension, it's a gross, heavy place. On the other side, in the different dimensions, it's not heavy like this. It's very light.
Mm.
Even the 33rd dimension. You know, third dimension, this is like a learning place. It's like a place where
it is the school, yeah.
Yeah, school, right. It's like a school. And you keep coming here until you learn the lessons, you know, of pain. Oh, yeah, and then sacrifice and pain is a big thing here, too. You know? You got to learn to sacrifice, let go, And Frank teaches with pain, and Angie teaches with love. So.
And to get the lessons, you need both.
You need both, yes. Right, exactly.
So they're both sides are serving their purpose, because you wouldn't know how good you have it until you experience not having it, and then you appreciate it. Oh, that really was wonderful. Okay, I get it now. Give it back to me.
Exactly. But yeah. But we don't. But Sterling, he's another one. He is the one that I would hypnotize. But his higher self is the one who's going to be in charge after Frank leaves. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know what we call Saint Stephen, and he isn't going to teach with such pain. See, because Angie doesn't believe that we need to learn with pain anymore once we're enlightened, right?
Correct, because it's through the universal law of wisdom and love and all of these things that we've mastered, which is what the school is all about. Being here is to become masters, and so.
Right.
Absolutely correct.
So the new guy in charge, he's not going to be so the tricks. He's still going to have that position of a trickster, though. I mean, it's like a position. It's just so weird. It's like a position that you go into. It's a hierarchy, and you know, we all keep learning, and we play different parts, and we help each other out. And
oh, absolutely. You know, yeah, it's fascinating. So what do you think your readers will take away from your writing, from this story?
Well, I hope that they take away that wholeness and balance, that we need to be whole and learn to balance both our male and our female energy.
Mm-hmm.
And I talk about that in there, too, that there's a new energy is going to form, and they coined it feminine. Feminine energy, where you have to balance your male and your female energy. Now, a lot of men aren't going to like it. That's going to be feminine. Because females first. But no, because it's the female energy coming in that is going to help balance the male and female energy. And that's basically what it will help you to understand.
Wonderful. And so we are in that time right now as we speak.
Yes.
So definitely, you know, it's wonderful to see how all of these people are coming out with books, with knowledge, with, you know, channeled messages and with whatever, with that same message. It's so important that we move into that space of love and that we balance the divine feminine and the divine masculine within each and every one of us. Did they give you any ideas as to how to do that? How do you become balanced?
There's a lot of ideas. Now, this book is amazing. I mean, because everybody who reads it says it's brilliant, right? Not saying I'm brilliant, because it's the information that came through me, right? That came through that I put it down on paper. But it's in a covert code, and sometimes you'll have to read it. It depends on what level of consciousness you're at. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you have to read it 3 or 4 times to understand it. You know, it's multidimensional. This book is pretty. It's really amazing. I've read it like 40 times, because you know how it is when you have to publish a book.
Exactly, you have to proof it a million times. Yes.
Yeah, and so every time I read it, I get something new out of it. It's just truly amazing. That's all.
So if you could leave us with, is there a particular passage from your book you'd like to share with us?
Okay, let's see. I would like to tell you about, here we go. It's about the ego. It helps to bring the ego into balance, and then you awaken to the truth. That two people need to learn compromise with each other's egos, and you learn to build trust and look into the mirror, like any two people, because once, you know, two people are relating to each other, and even when you have a ego discord, they call it, that's when your ego gets bigger, and, you know, sometimes you'll have your male energy get bigger if you're female, and your female energy get bigger if you're male, too, you know, that you have to look into the mirror and balance it out, because you'll see yourself and you go, oh, that's what I'm doing, right? Mm-hmm. And then you learn to balance it out. But it speaks to your spirit. And the one really cool thing, I like this one line that they said to me, a well-managed ego is a marvelous servant. An ill-managed ego will make you a slave. So I thought that was
Actually, really good quote.
Yeah, good quote. Sure. Right?
Yeah.
There's a lot of good quotes in there. I mean, that's just what I found. But, I mean, there's a lot of really great quotes in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wonderful. So give us the name of the book once again.
It's Place 33, Secrets of Universal Truths Revealed. And it's hypnotically channeled. And it will really open your mind once you read it. You won't be the same.
Wonderful. And when will it be available, or is it already?
Oh, okay. You can go on my website. And we really didn't have time to talk about this, but I have Ascension Oils also that came to me that help raise your consciousness. And it's called ascensionoils.net, and you could pre-order it on my website. But it's going to be available November 8th, and it's not out into the bookstores or Barnes & Noble or Amazon.com yet. And November 8th is coming out.
So, but they can pre-order. They can pre-order on your website.
Yeah, and then
and tell us a little bit about the oils. So you have these oils that will help you do what?
Oh well, they help raise your consciousness. And I have a little workshop that I do. Through the website. I'm having one in Sedona, in fact, on the 22nd of November. Mm-hmm. I teach people when you have a negative thought, how you wear this diffuser, and anytime you have a negative thought, you just take a whiff, and it helps dissipate the negativity, so it helps raise your consciousness faster. And then there's other little tricks that I, teach you, but... Mm-hmm.
That's what your workshop's going to be about?
Mm-hmm, yes. Yes.
And you said that is November
22nd in Sedona. It's on my website, too, it tells you.
It's on your website. Perfect. So anyone in the Arizona, in the Sedona area, sounds like a lovely workshop. So once again, give your website out. We want to make sure everyone heard it.
It's ascensionoils.net.
Okay, perfect. Any final statement you want to leave with the audience?
I just want to thank you for inviting me on your show, and if people just start feeling from their heart and learning to control their emotions, help raise the consciousness of the earth and themselves, then we'll, ascend faster. It's another part in there, too, about the ascension.
Well, share it. We have a few minutes because that's really an important message. And so if there's just something you can share without giving out, the book, please do so.
I'm sorry, what? The ascension, okay. The ascension is where your body is going to change. And right now, do you ever hear that high-pitched sound?
Oh, gosh. All the time.
Yeah, all the time. Me too. Drives me crazy. Okay, mm-hmm. That's part of the ascension, because things are speeding up. Things are speeding up, and our molecules are changing. That's why you're hearing that high-pitched sound, because we're vibrating at a faster rate, and, you're thinking at a faster rate, and you're creating, you're manifesting faster, too. So you got to be careful of that. But we are going to have different bodies. That's all part of the awakening, and the awakening is first, but the resurrection... that is part of the new bodies that we're having.
Okay. And it's more, when you say new body, we're really talking about your light body.
A light body, yes, yes. The light body is going to be less molecularly, like I said, we're on this third dimension where it's very heavy and dense. And your molecules are going to be, it's going to change, mm-hmm. It's like evolution. There's a new evolution coming about.
Very interesting. Okay, so I have to share a story with you because we can go over a few minutes. I last year, you know, and I share how I've had all of these experiences with the benevolent beings coming in, different beings coming in. Well, last year they were coming in like every 10 days. Literally one time they came in and they six came in and surrounded me, and it was like they plugged something into me and I would jump with electricity as they were changing things over. I've had the ascended masters come in. I had these orbs of magnificent colors, big orbs. They all had like a golden white sheen, but then one was yellow and one was blue and one was green. And they came in one at a time and went into me. And all of these things were happening. And then, I would lay there and pulse and vibrate every night and watch colors spiraling in my vision every single night. By 4 o'clock in the morning, I was awake and laying there and just in that space. And after, I don't know, a year of that. Then one morning I'm laying there and my body is pulsing and vibrating even stronger, even harder, and really uncomfortable. And the colors are spiraling really, really, really fast. I look up and see a still point of white light. And this white light gets closer and closer and closer and closer until it is the form of a white body. And it descended right into me.
Yeah, that was your higher self, right?
And so you have to connect in to your higher self to continue this process of ascension.
Yes, right. And that's what you have to, that's another thing, right? You have to, you know, doing meditations that helps you go through the veil, and you can do that and not be afraid. You have to not, Frank and fear are two of the same things too. Frank tries to scare people, you know, to have fear, not to go beyond, you know, but you shouldn't be afraid.
Wow. So your book then is going to cover all sorts of things, because fear is a really important thing that you have to transmute, because especially for me, having these hands-on experiences with beings showing up, there couldn't be any fear. It's like, okay, here you are. My eyes are open. I'm looking at you. I'm not afraid. Okay. So what an important lesson to get. So it sounds like your book is wonderful.
That's what they did to me too, Irish. I did, you know, I had a transformation through the light beams, and it was Angie, and I was inside of her and just, you know, dancing inside of her, and it was a transformation that way too, through hypnosis, but I could feel it on the other side, you know. But, and again, this was, you know, 20 years ago, which is, you know, I didn't know what was going on, right?
Well, yeah, exactly. You know, that's why I wrote my book, You're Not Crazy, You're Awakening, because, I mean, you know, when these things were happening to you, no doubt you thought, wow, I'm crazy, what's going on? But even now, I find that so many people aren't having these hands-on experiences. But that's okay, because everyone's going to have their own awakening as they do. But it's real. And I think the thing from your book is that we're going to get, as in my book as well, this is an actual reality, folks. This is truly something that's happening. It really is. And wake up, pay attention, get off autopilot, become consciously aware. All the things that Sherilyn is saying, move into your heart, meditate. All of these things are so important. Become fearless, not fearful.
Yes.
Yeah. So lovely. Well, I'm excited.
Yeah, I want to read your book too. Can't wait. I'm coming to the opening.
I know. We all have these stories. We have to get together and have a book circle.
Yeah. <absolutely.
laughs> Well, I want to thank you. This has been fun. And definitely sounds like an amazingly good read. So I encourage everyone to go pre-order it today.
Thank you.
You take care.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
So there you have it, everyone. Wow, absolutely amazing. I hope you go out and pre-order that. It sounds really interesting, and like it can really do a lot as far as moving us all forward. So I want to thank you. As always, Affirmations for Living, you know it. It's all about affirming a better way of living. It's about discovering your true, authentic self. And every week, my goal is to bring someone to you that can help you to discover your true, authentic self. It's fascinating. I'm here to assist you on your journey. So go to my site, check it out, affirmationsforliving.net. You can actually now buy my book. It is live. It's ready to go. And it's called You're Not Crazy, Your Awakening, Journey to Discovering Your Soul Purpose, Your Joy, Your Abundant Life. For it's yours. It's within your hands. You are the creator of it. And of course, if you haven't already done so, download my app, Awakened, A-W-A-K-E-N-E-D. Until next time, know that you are loved. Know that you are the ones that you've been waiting for, right? So it's time to wake up, folks. It's time to move into the light and become those Christed beings that we are. So this is Reverend Dr. Edvige. You've been listening to Affirmations for Living. Until next time, be blessed and thank you. Take care. You've been listening to Affirmations for Living with Edvige. Join us again next week, Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time on the BBS Radio Network and visit my Facebook page, download my app, Awakened, and visit my website, affirmationsforliving.net. And remember, be the change that you want to see. Until next time, this is Reverend Dr. Edvige. Namaste.